some new standards in the newsroom for the BBC, whose journalism was faulted in an independent inquiry this year. The British broadcaster's defense correspondent had reported that Prime Minister Tony Blair had sexed up reports of Iraqi weapons that led to an outside inquiry chaired by a senior judge, and also to a group appointed from within the BBC. And that group, chaired by a former director of news and current affairs, Ronald Neal, has issued its recommendations. Talking with us now, Sherna Noah is media correspondent for the Press Association, the domestic British wire service. Sherna Noah, what are some of the major recommendations that this group has proposed, the Neal Group, and that the BBC has adopted?
All of these recommendations are going to be adopted now. One of the main ones is the setting up of a journalism college for all working staff, no matter how many years they've been working at the BBC. There's other recommendations as well about editorial procedures, the way stories are reported, that kind of thing.
Of course, we're saying that BBC journalists will be sent away to college. I assume it's not for a couple of years. These would be rather short stints, I assume.
I think they will be short courses. The college is going to be headed by an academic, and it's bound to be residential in London. But I'm sure it will be short, perhaps a couple of days a week, something like that.
There are recommendations, I gather, about reporters being better trained in taking notes on their interviews.
Yeah, there was a problem with the original Andrew Gilligan two-way. It was found afterwards that he had two different sets of notes following his discussion with Dr. Kelly.
He was the defense correspondent, Gilligan, whose two-way on this subject was so controversial,
yes. So now they're definitely emphasizing the fact that journalists must take proper notes, can't write notes after the interview from memory, which is obviously a problem, should either record them or write them in longhand and shorthand. And the Journalism College will be training journalists in this area of note-taking.
They're also going to put a ban, I gather, on breaking important news through live two-ways, that is, live conversations between the reporter and the host of the program.
That's right. That can be tricky because although Andrew Gilligan agreed with editors the script for his two-way, he didn't stick to it. So they've decided now that any contentious, controversial subject where allegations will be made by a reporter should not be done on live two-ways. And they've also decided that reporters should not be doing two-ways from home on controversial issues.
There was a question that arose from this same two-way, the same report delivered in conversation by Gilligan, about whether BBC reporters should be giving reports based on a single source, on the account of a single source. And I gather that single-source reporting is still considered permissible.
It's still acceptable, definitely, but it has to be done carefully, and editors can demand to know who the source is. They have to take account of why the source will be giving information, the journalist, how well he knows the source, and these kind of factors.
To embrace such standards based on a study group's report, including sending everybody at the BBC, all the journalists, back to college, a new college which will be created especially to teach them, this sounds fairly embarrassing for the BBC. Is that...
The BBC are putting a positive light on it. They say if they're learning lessons from this, this can only be a good thing. If they're learning lessons from this incident, then, you know, they are a strong organisation. This is the way they see it. But I know, I can imagine some senior journalists won't be that pleased by the prospect of going back to college, and their promotion direction is going to be much more focused on whether they've done various courses at college. They will have a passport, if you like, saying, yes, we've done this course. Therefore, we can move to the next stage.
Sherna Noah, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Okay, that's great. Thank you.
Sherna Noah, who is media correspondent for the British Press Agency, a domestic wire service in Britain, spoke to us from London about the BBC's new standards for journalism.